All ye holy saints of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Did you ever hear the story of two angels working in the prayer department of heaven? One poor angel had to work overtime almost all of the time. Prayers were coming through on his email account at every moment. And the other angel seemed just to have sat around playing his harp. Every now and again, he would get a prayer to his account that he would have to take care of. The first angel asked him, "Why is it that I have to work so hard and that you have almost nothing to do?" The second angel replied, "Well, that's not my fault. It's the fault, you see, of the church militant on earth. I have charge of all of the gimme prayers, and you have charge of all of the thank you ones. Today is a day of prayer, and it is a day of prayer of thank you for all of the prayers of ours that have been heard, answered by the good God." Unfortunately, we often don't keep that angel, the thank you angel, very busy. But today is a feast day, St. Joseph, set aside just to thank God for all of the help this forgotten, almost unknown saint gives us all year round. And on Sunday, thank God, all of the people of our church will have occasion to hear Mass and to sing the hymn of St. Joseph and honor him, to thank him for all of those times he's been helping us that we've been forgetting. The second great observance of this day, which this year happens to coincide with the third Wednesday after Easter, the feast of great St. Joseph, is the Greater Litanies. Now, the Greater Litanies are, in a sense, a forgotten prayer, too. While they implore every saint of heaven for every kind of possible need of earth or of heaven, of soul or of body, at the same time, because they are so ancient and so venerable, and maybe because they are so long and even a little bit tiring, the people never seem to have quite picked up on them, not for a long, long time. And were it not for little churches like ourselves and groups like yourself this evening, why, I'm afraid the angel who's in charge of Greater Litany prayers, he would have time to take harp lessons, I'm afraid. There wouldn't be too much for him to do. But never mind. Today is a day I'm thinking of the forgotten. Forgotten St. Joseph. Forgotten thank you prayer. Forgotten ancient prayers of the bride, of the spouse of Christ, of the church. And because they are her prayers, they are most powerful and most efficacious. Today, we don't want anything to be forgotten of our needs or of heaven who always answers and helps our needs. Nothing should be forgotten of our needs. You know, if you ever stop to think about exactly what our situation is today in the world or in the church or even in our own souls and families and this church, I think that we would have to feel that we are sitting on top of a volcano. And we'd have to think that we must be crazy not to be praying all the time with sweat as we're praying tonight and tears, at least inwardly, and all of our might and all of our main, storming heaven for mercy and the indulgence of God's grace. But the thing of it is that just as we get used to our prayers being answered and good St. Joseph protecting us all and God's family, even though we don't think of him too much, so too we get used to the disaster that is all about us, and very rarely do we ever get moved to prayer. If, for example, you heard tonight that somebody or another, thanks to American arms and money, had decided to use their nuclear weapon against us, why then? Well, there'd be a prayer chain, wouldn't there? There'd be rosaries. There'd be rosaries and there'd be prayers, and a lot of people would want to come to church. If it spread around on the phone or the internet, there are all these missiles and they're going to be launched in 3 hours' time, why then we would pray. But actually, our situation in the church is just that. We're living on top of the volcano. Only I think that this is the truth of the matter, that if we realized how bad it was and thought about it too much, we might be in danger, those of us who haven't quite gone crazy yet, of going crazy. Because it would be too much for our little minds and hearts to bear. The awfulness of it. I used to visit a village very near to the volcano, Popo, outside of Mexico City. And the people that are there are quite used to living with a volcano as their neighbor. One time there was a visiting priest who went there to hear confessions before I was coming for confirmations the next day. And as he was hearing confessions, Popo started to shake and the whole mountain started to shake. And everybody, they just considered it quite normal. But the priest thought, what's going on? And he got up and he left the confessional and left the church. Some of the people just said, oh, that's just Popo. That's just a little shaking of the volcano. And every now and again, especially around December, volcanic soot comes out of the volcano and covers everything in this village. But they're used to living next door to a volcano. And you and I are pretty much used to living that way too. If we ever consider the real import of the tragedy in the church, that we haven't had a pope for ever so long, and who knows if we'll ever get one again, and that everybody who's left, and there aren't very many of us, is at each other's teeth. And then when you consider the situation in society, I mean, the rank immorality. I mean, who didn't have a ceremony to light candles for some 32 students who got killed? But it's only a few nuts who are going to be holding ceremonies and lighting candles for the hundreds of thousands of little babies who get killed each year. Nobody remembers them. Also innocent, also slain in our land. I mean, that's the kind of craziness that goes on, you see. If we thought about it too much, it might be too much for us to bear. So we don't. But the church in her wisdom since early days has appointed certain days and seasons. Lent is one, vigils, ember days, and the greater litanies is another. For us to storm heaven, to keep that angel of the gimme prayers duly busy with this ancient and most efficacious prayer of the litany, the greater litany, and the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We do have a lot to pray for. Let us now turn to the most powerful of all prayers, the Lamb of God himself, slain and offered upon the altar. If we were to consider the reality of this prayer, it would almost be too terrible for us to remember. But today is the day for us to use all of these forgotten means in order to pray to Almighty God and to beg him through St. Joseph and his saints to have mercy on us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.